I do something in traffic, and it doesn't matter if I'm alone or if I'm in the car with somebody else, because I did it yesterday and you were in the car with me. Mm-hmm. And I almost said what I was doing, but then I decided to save it for the show because in case you think I'm totally weird, there might be somebody listening who also does this who's like, that's totally normal, dude.
Okay.
If you see someone in a car, like if you're at a red light, there's a car next to you.
Okay.
And the person in there is singing or dancing. Do you try to figure out what they're singing or dancing to?
No.
I do it every time.
Do you really?
Yes. And when we were running errands today, we pulled up to a red light and I looked over and the woman in the car next to you was like snapping her fingers and kind of like bobbing her head, and then her lips were moving, and I was trying to figure out, it was like an upbeat song, mm-hmm. and I try to figure out what song it is. Sometimes I've even punched around to different radio stations to see if I can find it actually on the radio. Which rarely happens.
I was about to say, because I feel like a lot of people don't listen to
radio.
Terrestrial radio.
Yeah. Right. But I've done it before where I have found it, and then like their singing is synced up with what's happening in my car, and that feels... like that feels like winning $100 on a scratch off ticket. Like
that's funny. No, but I do love people like that because they put me in the best mood.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because how can you see someone just like letting go and being happy and not be happy? Like, it's awesome.
Are you a car singer or dancer?
I'm not a car dancer. I'll sing, but usually it's only.
Are you an animated singer?
No. Usually it's just when I'm driving to work to get myself like amped up, but I'm driving in it. 3 a.m. So like no one can see me.
Yeah. You're like all by yourself on the road.
Yeah.
That's what you're singing. All by myself. No?
Not normally. That's beautiful though.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the outdoor seating area, like our porch, our back porch, whatever it's called. At this house, I love sitting outside, and especially as it starts to cool off and the leaves start to change, mm-hmm. it's going to be so pretty out there.
So pretty. My name is Callie Dollar, and I'm grateful that we have a washer and dryer.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know what's funny is I was thinking about my grandparents the other day. My grandparents never owned a dishwasher, and they never owned a washer and dryer.
They went to didn't they have like a weekly date night at the laundromat?
I don't know if it was a date night or if my grandfather did it, but my grandfather hand washed all the dishes. Forever. They were just not interested. I don't know.
My parents never was never, interested in them. Never had a dishwasher. Still don't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And the big joke was my dad would say, I've got a dishwasher, and then point to my mom.
Son of my
that was his big joke.
Every time I remember, not every time, but when I remember my grandfather, my dad's parents who passed when I was way younger. I remember my grandfather always having like that, like this old dish towel over his.
Oh, from drying the dishes.
From drying the dishes. Yeah. So he would wash them. He would dry them. It was like his little thing. I don't know.
I want to give you an update on Katie and Katie's family. If you didn't catch any of the shows last week, Katie got some really, really terrible. It was not even terrible news. There's a car accident and Katie lost her mom. And
what Jeff meant is it's beyond terrible.
Yeah. But it's not like news like, oh, here's some sad news. Like it's just a thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like bad news is, oh, you have to fight a disease or something like that. I feel like this is like this is a tragic
right.
thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. None of the words work when you're talking about this because it's so heartbreaking.
Awful. Yeah.
They had a service yesterday morning for Katie's mom. And if you saw, she shared the obituary on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And if you saw that, in lieu of flowers, they're asking for donations to an organization called Canine Assistance, which I know makes Katie so happy because she loves that organization.
That's actually about when I started following Katie on Instagram, was when she was doing Operation Max. Katie, through her job at Fox 5, which is a local TV station here in Atlanta, did what they called Operation Max. And they went to Canine Assistance and they volunteered. I think there were three of them at her job.
Three employees
volunteered to train a service dog that would then go to someone in need. And Katie documented the entire thing and it was amazing. And we all fell in love with Max. I mean, I hadn't even met Katie in person at that point. And it was just, he was the best dog. It was awesome. It brought so much joy. And then at the end, and she has a highlight of this on her Instagram, she, you know, Max was fully trained and was matched with his human. And it's a woman who has chronic seizures. And so he was trained to be a seizure response dog. And she got to see them together and it changed her life forever.
We found out over the weekend that when Katie first went to Canine Assistance to start the process, mm-hmm. through her job, she took her mom with her. So there's a picture of her mom actually holding baby Max.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Max is like nuzzled up to her. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What kind of dog is Max?
A golden retriever.
Golden retriever. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, Katie and her family decided that they would like financial donations to Canine Assistance in honor of Katie's mom. So many of you asked, you know, what can we do and how can we help? And that's something that you can do.
Canine Assistance. You can make a donation there in Jan's name. Jan Muse is her name. And Jeff and I are also going to be making a donation on behalf of the whole Upside community to Canine Assistance in honor of Jan.
Thank you so much to everybody who reached out to either to us or to Katie and just sent some love and some good energy. We'll keep you updated on how Katie's doing as we check in with her. But obviously she is feeling the love and we're feeling the love on her behalf, and y'all are awesome. It's such an incredible community to be a part of. And
it really is.
We appreciate you so much.
I saw a great post in our Instagram group a couple weeks ago, actually. And I totally forgot about it until I was going through my phone. And I loved it so much that I screenshotted it.
Instagram group or Facebook group?
Facebook group, sorry. And
that threw me because I'm like,
we have an Instagram
group. First, I was like, we have an Instagram group. Then I was like, wait, there are Instagram groups?
And surprise. The
answer to both of those is no. Right, yeah.
Anyway, somebody posted, actually it was Amy from her Facebook group, posted this. I need some advice, not about anything in particular. Give me random advice, which I thought was awesome.
So just give advice, just general advice, general category advice.
Whatever you got. She's right. Like, I'll take it.
Right.
And I thought that was like a great conversation starter. And people in our Facebook group loved it, as did I, reading everything.
Don't grab a bone from a hungry dog.
Someone said, don't cook bacon naked, was the first one.
That's a great one. you don't want to deal with that splatter.
That is true. That would hurt.
Yep.
And then there's some more serious ones. Invest a little bit every paycheck. Live debt free.
Yes.
Surround yourself with people that make you happy and at peace when they are around. Those are your people.
Somebody asked me on Instagram what advice I would give to my 18-year-old self. Mm-hmm. And that advice to anybody who's 18 is stay out of debt.
Yes.
Stay out of debt, because it's so much easier to stay out of debt than it is to get out of debt.
That is true.
Yep.
So true. Heather's dad said, my daddy always said, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see.
Good.
Life's a garden, dig it.
That's like a bumper sticker from the 80s.
I know, right? This one I had never thought about, and it's really random advice, but kind of makes sense. Always wear clean underwear, because you never know when you may have to, like, your clothes may have to come off if you're ever like in an accident or you're ever in a situation where paramedics have to get to you.
Have clean underwear on.
Have clean underwear on. Who's not wearing clean underwear is what I want to know.
That's what I was going to say. But then I thought for a second, I was like, well, what if somebody's not? Then I'm insulting them. I didn't want to. But like, yeah.
Refuse to pour into people that only take from you.
Good.
That's a good one. And a lot of people are guilty of that. I used to be so guilty of that, that I would pour, and then realize that I got nothing in return.
Because you're almost trying, when you do that, I have found, not you, but when people do that, when I've done that, it's because you're trying to compensate for the not getting anything. You're trying to do twice. Right. You're trying to do double the work to compensate for what you're not getting back.
Yes. Clean out your over-the-counter prescriptions once a year. I am like, I'm so bad about that.
Why? What are...
Because a lot of things expire and you're not supposed to take them.
Not over the over-the-counter prescription. You mean over-the-counter drugs.
Oh, yeah. Over-the-counter drugs.
Yeah.
What other good ones? There's a fine line between bravery and stupidity, but it's good to know which side you're on.
If you would like to contribute to this on Facebook, we have two Facebook pages. We have our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Callie and Jeff. Then we have a group that's more, a little more intimate, and it's about discussing the podcast and it's a little more personal. That is facebook.com/groups/Callie and Jeff. And that requires you to ask to become a member. And we don't really turn anyone away, but we're just trying to keep out trolls and weird people.
Yeah. So anyways, I just thought that was good.
I have an idea for elevating gratitude. And it's inspired loosely by Katie and her family and Katie's mom. But it's just, it's more general than that. Mm-hmm. Because here's the difficult part about having to deal with anything overwhelming, right? So Katie and her family obviously are dealing with this sudden loss of her mom. And that's going to be something that they you know, exists forever, but they're going to be dealing with it for the next couple of weeks, and they're going to encounter people, and they're not going to be their best selves. They're mm-hmm. going to be preoccupied. They're going to be sad. Mm-hmm. They're going to be anxious. They're going to be scared. They're just not going to be the best version of themselves. And I thought this would be a great reminder that you never know what other people are going through. So always assume that they're going through something really intense and grant grace and give grace. So the elevate gratitude idea I had for this week is to remind people of that and just do that silently.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's the person, you know, cashing you out at the grocery store or getting your coffee at a Starbucks or something like that. They're a little short with you. If they're not, whatever, give them grace. If it's the person who cuts you off in traffic, if it's the coworker who's, you know, being
and
nasty.
And the reality is at some point we're all going to have the worst day of our lives. And hopefully when that day comes, or in retrospect, if you've already had the worst day of your life, you'll know how badly you want grace from others.
We want to say welcome to a brand new advertiser to the Upside this week. It's a company called Bruush, B-R-U-U-S-H, and they are changing the game when it comes to brushing your teeth. Now, look, I know you probably don't think a lot about brushing your teeth, right? Because, I mean, who does? But guess what? The game has changed, especially if you are an electric toothbrush user. Bruush is a modern electric toothbrush, keeps your teeth cleaner and fresher, all while being kind to your wallet. You're going to get a dentist quality clean in just 2 minutes without expensive markups that other electric toothbrushes add. Now, if you were not an electric toothbrush user, I got to tell you, it changed the game for me when I started a couple of years ago. I had no idea how fresh and how clean my teeth could feel. When I upgraded to Bruush a few weeks ago, it changed the game again. So if you're a manual toothbrush user, you are going to be blown away. If you're an electric toothbrush user, the game has changed, people, with Bruush. Be warned, a brush this good doesn't just clean your teeth, It steals your heart. Get 15% off your Bruch kit when you use promo code UPSIDE at Bruch.com. That's Bruush.com. Bruush.com. Use the code UPSIDE to save 15%. You'll be hearing about them all week long here on The Upside. Welcome to the family, Bruch.
We love Bombas socks in our house. They've literally rethought every little detail of the socks we wear to make them way more comfortable. And that includes taking out that seam on the toe that kind of irritates your feet. None of that with Bombas. I love the wool no-shows, and don't let the word wool fool you, because I use them to work out. I wear them with like super cute sneakers, and they're my all-around perfect sock, and I love them. Bombas also helps give back to the most vulnerable members of our community. For every pair of socks that we buy, Bombas is going to donate a pair to someone in need. The generosity of Bombas customers has allowed them to donate over 34 million pair of socks and counting through their nationwide network of 3,000 giving partners. And the impact is more powerful than ever. To those experiencing homelessness, these socks represent the dignity of putting on clean clothes, which is a small comfort that's especially important right now. Give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/upside. That's bombas.com/upside for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/upside.
ButcherBox believes that everybody deserves high-quality, humanely sourced meat, and they make it easy to get that by delivering it right to your doorstep. Here's how it works. You go to butcherbox.com/upside, and you place your order. You fill a box with enough meat for a dozen or more meals. You're going to get 10 to 12 pounds of meat in there. You pick exactly what you want, and then they deliver it right to your doorstep. You can change this order as frequently as you want. You can pause it if you've got some meat left over, or if you're just not consuming that much one month to the next, or you can just let it arrive at your doorstep easy every single month. It's a no-brainer. We're talking about salmon and chicken and pork and beef, of course, all high quality. And you know what? It's going to save you time at the grocery store. You don't have to go to the butcher counter or dig through the packs of meat to find out what's on sale. It's already going to be in your freezer and your fridge with ButcherBox. Right now, go to butcherbox.com/upside. You'll get 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription. 2 pounds of free ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription at butcherbox.com/upside.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Today's quote of the day is, "It's not the goal, but working on the goal that creates the value." We had my parents over for dinner on Saturday, and we kind of were in this routine because really we're not seeing too many people.
The only people we're seeing are your parents.
That's true. They're like our outlet to the world, kind of. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, human beings, human right. interaction. So every other week we switch houses, and then we cook and they cook and whatever. We cook this weekend. My mom comes out of the restroom at one point laughing. She dropped her iPhone into the toilet.
It was I think she was using the bathroom before they left. So it was like the last thing that she was about to do is they were like, they'd already like packed up some leftovers and
right.
whatever. And I guess it was in the back pocket of her pants and it just fell out into the toilet. Mm-hmm. And so we had to find a bag of rice.
Jeff did the research. We found a bag of rice. You're supposed to, we had to like, wipe it down, like Clorox wipe it down, because obviously
it was in the toilet.
And then you're supposed to like pat it dry as best you can and stick it in rice.
And turn it off. First yes. thing is turn it off. Then, and the two websites I looked at said, both of them said the most common water injury to an iPhone is being dropped in the toilet. So if you've done that, you shouldn't feel alone.
But I'm going to use this moment to say, stop taking your phone in the bathroom.
Now Jeff, you,
that is nasty.
Yeah, but you do it.
I never do it.
You do it because I have heard you go into the bathroom with your phone. Like
I'll do it if I'm either not going to the bathroom or I'm in a place that has, like, we have a toilet door that closes.
Right.
I mean, our where our toilet sits has a door attached to it that you can close. So it's separate. So if I have my phone on the bathroom counter and I'll go to the bathroom, shut the door.
But I've heard in our old house where we didn't have like a separate, whatever that room is, where the toilet is, mm-hmm. where it was just in the same space as the shower and the sink. I've heard you go, like I've heard that you listening to stuff in there.
Never while I'm on the toilet.
Okay.
Ever. And I always close the lid because I don't, the poop germs things really freaks me out.
What is the poop germ thing?
You know it. We've talked about it before. Like that, how quickly the germs that are in the toilet travel.
But you have to poop and flush the toilet.
Right. But isn't that what most people are doing when they're going to the bathroom? They are going in there to use and flush the toilet. I have been at work and had someone on speakerphone in the stall on the toilet having a full on conversation. And I left because I'm like, I don't need this person to hear me pee. It really scarred me for life.
You mean the person on the other end of the phone call?
They don't need to like hear me going to the bathroom. That is nasty.
They're used
to. Don't take your phone. Don't be on your phone when you're on the toilet. And I gotta say, I know this is gross and we don't normally do toilet talk, but I also don't understand why people go in the bathroom before they're ready to go.
You mean like they go in there and they get on the phone?
Yeah, get on the phone. Do like, why aren't you just
going in there, doing what you gotta do and getting out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know that.
Unless you're like trying to escape from your job at work or something.
At like 5 years ago at the radio station I worked at, there was a big controversy among the morning radio hosts, because there was one man and one woman who were unrelated. Like they just worked. But so I'm trying to remember the particulars of the story, but basically we had four radio stations under one roof. So, and you only have time to use the bathroom, like while songs or commercials are playing.
So it's gotta be fast.
It's gotta be fast. And generally speaking, until like 9 a.m., it's like, it's prioritized for the, like nobody else should be in there.
Because it's prioritized for the people that only have 2 minute breaks.
Right. So if two guys go running down to the bathroom at the same time and there's like a sales guy standing there using it, you know, like mm-hmm. whatever. And there was this big controversy because there was one guy and one woman and they would come into work early and go into the bathroom and destroy it at like 7:45 a.m. when they could just have
every
done
day.
That. Yes. And they could have just done that at home.
Yeah.
But like they got their coffee, it kicked in and they're like, all right. Here we go.
Some people are on a schedule,
I guess. All right. Anyways, I'm not
That's
sure.
That's enough talk of that for the day.
Yeah,
anyways, it was funny. Hopefully my mom saved her phone. She won't take it out of the rice because she's too scared. So we don't know.
So you got to be in the rice for a couple of days. Okay. Here are my three random things for today. Of course, we will start with the foods this week. Today is National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Ugh.
So you don't like cream-filled donuts?
I hate cream-filled donuts. I think it's a consistency thing for me because it's definitely not the flavor. Flavor's good. Consistency, bleh.
Now, cream and pudding filled are two different things.
What?
Like the pudding is like with the pudding, the shiny stuff. And cream is like whipped cream, like icing. Oh. You don't like either?
I don't think I've ever had an icing one.
Oh, we'll have to get you one of those.
But I don't like anything like that, like cannolis or I don't know. I think I'm weird.
It's also, today's also Eat a Hoagie Day, which is basically a sub.
Oh.
Tomorrow is Linguini Day and Double Cheeseburger Day. Now, remember that. That's going to come up later this week, so hold, please.
Okay.
Double Cheeseburger Day is Tuesday. Wednesday is National Guacamole
Yes,
Day.
Yes, best day ever.
Friday is National Cheeseburger Day. So Tuesday is National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, we got to have separate days for the burgers.
Friday is National Cheeseburger Day. And then Sunday, Sunday's a good day. Sunday is National Fried Rice Day, National Pepperoni Pizza Day, and National String Cheese Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you notice how none of these food days are ever, well, guacamole's pretty healthy, but are ever for healthy things?
Right. There's not really like National Salad Day. National, I'm sure there is.
Salad Day. National Eat Your Veggies Day.
Sunday is a day that we won't be celebrating in this house because we celebrate it 365 days a year. But some folks might want to know that Sunday is also Wife Appreciation Day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you appreciate me?
Yeah, every day. Don't you feel appreciated?
I do.
Okay, good. And then my second random thing is the invention of Pop-Tarts is directly linked to dog food.
Oh, you've already done this one.
I have?
Yeah. And the last time we did it, you said you've done this twice already.
Pop-Tarts and dog food?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
You have.
I swear I have not. When?
A couple weeks ago.
I don't know. You heard
it. Am I having deja vu? I swear to you.
I have zero recollection of this. There's none. If anybody remembers, I'm going to go with me being right on this one because your pregnancy brain's been in overdrive.
Okay.
For like the past few days.
Well, let us know if you've heard this before. Continue with.
Well, how's it go? What is the relationship?
I don't know, but Pop-Tarts and dog food, I'm correlating it in my head and we've done it before.
I don't think so. But the Post Company, they developed a dog food called Gaines Burgers. It was semi-mice dog food that didn't have to be refrigerated. The Post Company took this and put it towards a fruit-filled pastry that could be shipped and stored without having to be refrigerated. Now it's known as the Pop-Tart. Checking your email, and this is my final random thing. I have two of them on this piece of paper. We're going to get four random things today.
Okay, good.
Checking your email can make you stupid. Researchers look to see what effect constant email checking has on a worker's functioning IQ, and the average worker's functioning IQ falls 10 points when distracted by incoming emails, which is double the drop seen on people who smoke marijuana at work. So
that's a thing?
Yeah. Huh? What?
Smoking weed at work?
Oh, that, I don't know. I guess it depends on your job.
I will say, though, I know that there are people that will only read emails in certain chunks of their day because of that.
Yeah, I know people who do that where they do check it at like 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m.
Yeah, but they're not like checking it incoming all day. They're like, okay, this is email time. This is not email time.
And from like, and they check it from like 10 to 10:30, and then at 10:30 they're done. And if they didn't get to it, they're like, I'll get to it at 1 when I check my email. And my fourth random thing is that reusable cloth toilet paper exists. So disgusting. But there's reusable toilet paper that's more eco-friendly and cost-effective, but you have to take extra precautions when you do your laundry. So it's like washcloths for your bootay. And those are my four random things. We have a final update about our next door neighbor because
I feel like most people are going to be on board with you with this. I still don't know how I feel about it.
We moved, so we no longer have the neighbors that dislike our dogs, who are super weird, but we had their book that we had to return to them. So
they gave us a pet psychology book about why. How to better understand why our dogs are deeply disturbed.
And
I'm not kidding.
We put that book in a Ziploc bag and we're going to leave it on their doorstep. And somebody
protected from the elements. I thought that was thoughtful.
It was. Somebody suggested to Callie via Instagram that we should add a little something to the bag when we drop it off. And it was a Callie and Jeff gratitude journal. I thought that was a brilliant idea. However, I didn't like the idea of them knowing who we are. I don't think they knew about the podcast or anything.
No,
you know?
No, they definitely
don't. I'm like, you know what? This is chapter's closed. They don't need to know who we are. So be it. And it just so happens that during the move, I found the second edition of our gratitude journal. Mm-hmm. You remember the first edition we gave away as wedding gifts, and then they were so in demand that we reprinted them for people to buy. Mm-hmm. And we took out the letter that was written to our wedding guests from inside the front cover. So nowhere in the gratitude journal.
Does it say Callie and Jeff?
Yeah. And I found one of those and I put it in the bag and I put it on their doorstep. So they got their book back and a generic-ish gratitude journal.
And how do you think they're going to take that?
I think they're probably going to be very grateful.
You don't think that they're going to think you're being passive aggressive, which you are.
No, I'm not.
You genuinely hope that they have gratitude in their daily life?
Yes.
You're not doing it a little bit to give them the middle finger?
No. Mm-hmm. The middle finger part is when the first entry, when I wrote the first entry, is I am grateful for my neighbors. You'd heard that. Did I or didn't I? You'll never know.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
I would like to remind you that you can call us anytime. We're friends and we would love to hear from you. And let's be honest, one of Jeff Dollar's favorite things is checking your voicemails that you have left for the show. It can be about anything. Anything that's on your mind, anything that's on the show, whatever, 800-434-5454 and save it as Callie and Jeff.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Ashley from Vegas. I was just listening to episode 358, I think. I'm a little behind. But it was Callie, I died laughing because you asked Jeff, why are you saying it like that? When he was saying cinnamon toast crunch. I'm not sure how it like had a weird accent on the toast. And I was thinking that, and he said it like 5 times in a row. And I was like, what are you saying? That's so strange. And then Callie, you just stopped him. And we're like, you're saying that wrong. The accent's completely wrong. It made me think I have a friend who says vodka Red Bull instead of Red Bull. And it's the same way I think when Jeff says data instead of data. And he's from Northern areas like New York, where the A should be like a hard A, but he says data instead. But anyway, it was just a funny thought. So I totally agree, Callie. He was saying that weird. But have a good day. Love you guys. Bye.
If you are not on board like Jeff and I are with having as much as possible shipped to your house, then let me tell you, you are missing out because it makes life that much easier. And one thing that I've always felt is super complicated is buying vitamins, because you go to the drugstore or you go, you know, the grocery store, wherever you buy your vitamins, and you're well-intentioned on like living a healthier life and being your best self. And you take one look at that vitamin aisle and just realize that you have no idea what you're doing, no idea what you need, and there are far too many choices. Well, let Care Of help you out, because they made it really easy to get on a vitamin regimen that is personalized for you. What you're going to do is go to takecareof.com/upside25, right? They're going to ask you questions about what you're trying to accomplish in your lifestyle, things like that. And they're going to put together daily personalized vitamin packs just for you with everything that you need. It makes things so much easier, and they'll ship it right to your house. For 25% off each of your first 3 months of Care Of, go to takecareof.com/upside25 and enter the code upside25 at checkout. So make sure to use both, okay? Again, that's 25% off each of your first 3 months of Care Of. Go to takecareof.com/upside25 and then use the code upside25.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Amber in Atlanta. I was just calling about Jeff and your packing and unpacking and moving game. I'm pretty sure that like angelic harp music came out of my tiny OCD heart when you were describing that. You're my spirit animal, Jeff Dollar. You are my spirit animal. Have a good day, y'all.
Hey, I was just calling to say that I was listening to the show this morning in my car on the way to work and totally did not realize it was Friday until I heard your check-in. So the weekly check-in, 1 through 10,
put me in a good mood because I realized, oh, it's Friday. I don't even have to go to work this weekend. Thanks.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. Jeff, we know you are really good with obviously imitating sounds and making sound effect noises from your mosquito imitation, as well as now today I'm listening and you're doing your fiber optics laser shooting. I really think you should either like record these for sound bites or maybe like make a montage of them. Maybe over the year or something. I think it would be awesome to like listen to them come all together. You just like throw them in. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Elaine calling from Texas, and I'm just calling to say I am Team Jeff as far as traveling. And as soon as you get in that hotel room, you unpack, hang up your clothes, put them in the drawers, suitcase goes in the closet, never to be seen again until you leave. And I do the same thing when I get home. First thing I do, unpack the suitcase. Typically, we'll start a load of wash. Toiletries go away, and the suitcase goes back in the closet until the next time. But so, no, you're not a freak. Only way to travel. Love your show. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Cassandra in Georgia. I just had to pause Friday's episode. I'm getting caught up, and we're talking about avocado toast. You can totally make your own at home that's just as good as where you get it from, but you need two things other than a perfectly ripe avocado. You need Dave's Killer Bread. It's the perfect bread when it's toasted for avocado toast. And everything but the bagel seasoning. The Trader Joe's one is really good. I actually get a cheap one from Aldi for like $2. That's amazing. Literally put the Dave's Killer Bread in the toaster, get it all toasty, put your smashed up avocado on top, sprinkle it with a little salt and the everything but the bagel seasoning. Oh my gosh, I eat it every single day. Anyway, give it a whirl. You could probably save yourself some money and eat avocado toast at home all the time. Love you guys. Bye.
Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Remember, the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.